I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Word up.
Okay, now I'm ready. I was like, yes.
Words. Upwards.
Words to your mother up.
Upward. Word upward. Don't burn. Oh, my cat, kitten's trying to burn her damn face on a candle
again
over here.
She's always like that.
No, she burned like some of her forehead whiskers.
Like, did she like, really?
Curled a couple of them. Like they're all like silly looking now because a couple of them just melted. They didn't burn off.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, there's an open. I was just sitting there looking at her like, that, all right, well, you know. Just if you figure it out. If you catch on fire, I'll put you out. But otherwise, you know, you'll learn about fire.
She is a silly goose.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Might be able to hear. I don't know. She's on my shoulder now, like, licking my mouth.
Okay, your cats are weird.
It's what they do, you know? It's what cats do.
Yeah. Well, we talked about Trump enough.
When?
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding. You can never talk enough about it.
On this fresh episode that is totally a new space and thought time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, way to go.
I didn't know if we had, like, protocol or, like...
Yeah, you know. Don't blow it is usually just implied, but I guess we could add that to the list of protocols. Sure. Okay.
This just in. Oh, wait. Dang it. Oh, there we go.
Wouldn't it be this just out?
What?
Like, because they just say it, this just out. This or maybe it's this just, or the, you say something and then you say, that just out. If you forget about this just in, then you append that just out onto something.
I guess, yeah, no, I guess that does make sense. If you have to amend your previous words and actions.
Yeah, if you should have to make an amendment to something.
So, do you think in history it'll be like, instead of like BC, it'll be like PI and then AI? Like, not the things that they already are, like private investigation or artificial intelligence. It'll be pre-inauguration and then after inauguration.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know. If there are history books, I don't think that those will be allowed for much longer, so... It's a good thing I was never a big fan of those.
I ain't buying that shit.
Yeah, no, all that nonsense garbage about things that supposedly happened. I don't know that.
Why are you keep using quotations?
Yeah. What are those little lines up there for? I'm confused and scared.
Why is there a laser on my forehead? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ask questions.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm just hoping that, you know, there are elections and things after this. But no, let's, moving along to basket trips. I went on a trip with mom to get those baskets, or to not get them, as it
turned
out.
That's a better story. Thank you.
Yeah.
Basket trips with the basket
Tennessee.
Case.
Yeah. Yep. Put on the basket case. It was more of a shed, but it had a lot of baskets in it. Mm-hmm. And, we didn't, but my mom bought one of them.
So there are baskets in a case instead of a basket case?
There were some cases in the shed, yes.
Oh, with baskets?
Baskets. In the case, in some cases in a shed. In Tennessee.
So,
United States of America.
Oh, okay. North America.
Yeah, Northern America. Not too far north, though. Not like, you know, north, because
make America, make America north again.
Yep.
Hey, we already are. Well, America is still north.
No, when it gets too hot down here, we're just going to start shoving up into Canada. Just get out of the way. I want this.
And then, like, for the 2024 election, America's fine. It's fine.
No.
Well, no.
Amera what?
Wanna?
Huh?
Huh?
I'm not familiar with this America you speak of.
Do they have greenery there?
Is there much greenery? Is there fire?
Do you have Indians with spears?
Is there a great mountain with a fiery bush on it? No, man. Like, just chill.
No,
also.
That's our president. Like,
with the chill with the face paint and the hands, dude.
Fiery like, Bush.
Stand down. Bro.
That's our president. He's a fiery Bush.
Hey, I'm allowed to get on electronics. I'm on two things.
Well, we'll see how that goes. He needs to be on Twitter to combat the lying media. So just give him some space.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Why am I on his nuts so much?
Seriously, bro.
I gotta stop riding so close. Everybody just needs to relax. My favorite are the people who are like, hey,
he's been elected. You should just give him a chance. Yeah.
That's my favorite. You should just read the news is what you should do. Hey, I recommend it.
Don't listen to what he said. Just see what he's gonna do.
Yeah, don't listen to all the things he has said and done. Think of all the things he will say and do.
That's what we're getting at. That is what's basically happening. That's literally...
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't take into account the past, unless it's Hillary, in which case, heavily scrutinize arbitrary facts from the past. Like, I was into on the basket trip to and fro, which that went by fast, the talk of that. But no, on the way to and from, I was, you know, so we were talking a few politics, and even Mom was like, well, that Benghazi thing. I was like, Mom, thousands of people, like, in various positions, troops, ambassadors, usually not them, but, you know, representatives in some cases, like, people die under every presidency. It's like a thing. It happens.
It's
Are we going to go through?
Great whenever it does happen, but it is a reality, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So explain to me what separates Benghazi. Like, why are these four deaths in particular of such importance? Because I bet that we could cherry pick every single president and find something that they did administratively that caused deaths, unfortunately. And I just, it's like, what? Why? Huh?
That's why I don't want to be the president. I couldn't handle that kind of pressure.
Oh my God. And then the email thing and all that. It's like the emails that were super boring. Like the collusion against Bernie was boring. It didn't have any teeth when it came out. Like everyone's like, look, there's like five instances where they said Bernie, like, point out that he's a Jew or something. Like it was like, or that he's an atheist. I don't remember. It was like very low, like just gumming of like, there's definitely stuff we didn't see, but we saw the emails. I was a Bernie supporter. I saw the emails. I was like, that's not really that much to go on. Like, you guys are really running with it. You're giving this half of the dialogue a bad name
not
by
that
being
any of it,
hypersensitive.
Like, none of it, it's kind of like one of those things where, again, I get what people say. Well, I'd rather know what he's doing. He's telling you what he's doing, and he still doesn't know what he's doing, and we don't know what anyone's doing. Nobody knows.
He's telling you what he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's doing things what he doesn't know what he's gonna do.
In public.
In public and privates.
Yeah, he's just playing with
his
privates.
In public and with his privates. He's doing the things. No, like, seriously, that's the thing. As people say, like, at least it'll be in the open. And I was saying that that's like one silver lining, but actually that's not the case because his bewildered ass is like five steps ahead of himself. Like, he's fumbling out ahead, like making mistakes underground way out ahead. So there's stuff going on that even he doesn't know, so we don't know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like, Putin is definitely over there manipulating the shit out of him like a marionette doll.
Yeah, he's playing with his poutine.
Yeah, all the strings are just, he's just fisting them. Oh. I don't know what, like, that just seems like a very inarticulate way to operate a doll.
Yeah, but no, and offensive, yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I don't trust his judgment, so I'm not going to recommend that behavior.
Oh, yeah.
However, Trump will. Not endorsing fisting marionettes.
Oh,
that's a good punk band name, the Fisting Marionettes.
I won't go to their shows. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a different kind of Nutcracker. Totally different. There should be like the Fisting Marionette Nutcracker. It's no, you put it in the other end. No, the mouth doesn't move. Sorry, you're doing it wrong.
You mean like a puppet show? Because
I don't know.
Puppets,
I'm hungry.
Like getting fisted. Like, that's how you operate them.
Yeah, well, okay, then it shouldn't offend anybody, right?
I'm still offended. This is nothing new. I'm not new. Sure why, so.
I still feel like I'm offended.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got a feeling in my belly, and I can't tell if I'm offended or hungry.
You must be nuts. Yeah, well, at least Trump is going to be present on... Sad about that.
You trying to chew on your tongue? Can't get that
just,
quite out?
My lips gave up on that. It's like, no problem. Ah, cat, ow, oh, collarbone. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'll light it.
Oh, my goodness, oh. What?
There was a kitten on my shoulder, and she just fell, and she just used my skin as, like, no, get away.
Oh, my God, you're probably, like, legit points. Bleeding.
What?
You're probably, like, legit bleeding.
Could be. I'm putting... dabs of Neosporin on as we speak because I got a couple spots that already hurt from claw marks. Jesus.
Man, you're having some good nights or some shady nights or some weird days with your pussy. My goodness.
No, I got grabbed by my pussy. Damn it. It backfired.
I got clawed by it.
Hoisted by my own petard.
Yeah, well, she finally decided to turn around and give it back.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was pretty.
You
want to
grab
petarded.
Me? Well, I'll grab you. So.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. That's painful.
That. Yeah. Ooh.
Go look at that in a mirror at some point. Okay. Well, she's gone now. The cat is. I.
Oh, that is some shit. My goodness.
No, I know the event.
Speaking of ladies, mom said you're talking to a girl. That's exciting. I like it when you talk to people.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I knew you didn't want to talk about it on here, but you have been probably so buried in your life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fun. It's nice.
It's nice. It's nice to look into the eyes of a woman.
Well, who does that? Ew.
Ew.
No, that's different.
Like, they have minds. That is hilarious.
Yeah, like, there's a brain in there. No, I've learned from our president-elect's model that, you know, when a man and a woman love each other very much, the man grabs the woman by the pussy and throws her into his cave.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think that's basically... Or just busts into her dressing room or something.
Ha! Yeah. You should have me now. Wait, what?
Standard procedure.
Ugh. Standard procedure.
Nice.
Procedure. Well, that's how most people say it. There's a couple words like that. The other day, someone wrote a meme about coffee or something, and they said espresso. I'm like, excuse me, I have some opinions that I need to espresso to you right now. That's not how you spell that.
That gets...
espresso.
I think that's one of the ones I've had to correct a few times around here, actually. Yep. Yeah. Like coffee shop, like amongst business discussions, like I think it was mom or somebody. It was definitely a coffee term, and it might have been espresso because that keeps coming back. And I'm like, hey mom, does espresso have an X in it? And she's like, okay.
Mom, mom, and I'm gonna open a coffee house. Not with that vocabulary.
Oh, none of us know how to make coffee yet. We still have to like. Well, when we
it's
going to
be like
a class.
All pour over, and it takes 10 minutes for every single customer.
No, I mean the thing is about baristing, it's like easy to do, but it takes time to master.
Yeah.
So to really be all slick about it and like efficient, it does take a long time.
Yeah,
and there's an art form to
do
that,
it right,
but to actually make the things, it's pretty simple. You just have to like weigh stuff and do stuff and go through the steps. So
and
we
you
just
don't
have to learn
machines.
How to do that. What?
And you don't have the machinery.
We're about
anything.
To. Mom's all like eyeballing a cup, like an espresso machine.
Espresso?
And then espresso machine.
You should call it an expression machine and put a bunch of like art faces all over it.
Did I tell you about my my random machines that I want to make where I get like some like lights and moving electronics and stuff and just sort of attach them to old clocks and stuff and make it look like weird machines and then give them labels.
Yes.
Like, for example, like cloud predictor.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
Not like how many clouds, but like what shape the clouds will take. So, and then like, it'll just sit over there and variously through the day or just at random intervals, it'll make beeps and boops and little cranks will turn. And then when people ask, that's the cloud predictor.
Yeah, it's like a mad science and people are just, they won't even go, okay.
Well, yeah, you just have a bunch of stuff like that, just weird little machines.
Awesome, and then it's
like,
yes.
Yeah, the clouds, yeah, it's predicting bunny, mostly bunny this afternoon.
Oh, that's a lot of bunny.
Yeah, a lot of bunny.
Oh, look, that one's standing up on its hind legs.
Yep.
That's cute. That's really cute. But you really should. You should get some of those like little decorative stickers or drawings or paintings and just put it all over the back of your espresso machine because people are going to be, because you're behind the counter as you make it. And then people are like, oh, what are these for? I'd be like, that's my expression machine.
Well, the espresso machine's probably going to be up against the wall, so.
Oh. Usually, yeah. I don't know. It's fine.
Usually, I think they're on display. The front is on display. I mean, unless it's a wraparound where you can go around both sides and see it, but I think typically you want the front of it to be looking at it where all the action is. But maybe the back says cool. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. The back, it's fine. I'll show you. I'll show you everything when it comes to... No, you guys will be fine.
I'll show you.
I'll show you. Well, that's cool. So mom didn't buy the baskets.
No, she didn't.
That was like, you like really actually talked some sense into her. But, and she listened.
Yeah.
That's a big step for a tiny person.
Credit. If that T is silent, I don't know.
Credito?
But no, because it didn't make sense, because they were saying that they were getting on average of $30 to $35 a basket.
A basket. A tisket.
And she was saying like, let's see, let me do the math again to make sure I quote the right thing, but we counted 1,200.
Oh, that's not the same times. As 6,000.
Yeah, no, so yeah, she did 1,200 and she offered... As a lower price, she offered $40 per item times 1,200.
What?
That's,
why?
That's higher than what they were getting on average for all their other items.
I would
they
not said have done
they,
that.
They said, quote unquote, the good stuff was left, but it's like
no.
When we went down there, she was talking about like doubling her money, but at that point, she'd be lucky to break even.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Like
exactly.
It was ridiculous. Yep. So when we went out to eat and they were thinking about it, I was like, Mom. That $50,000 offer, I hope they don't freaking take it because you're just going to do a whole bunch of work and maybe make money, maybe lose money. Like,
yes, exactly.
This is ridiculous. Yep. So like they were kind of silly for turning it down.
They were silly. They could have, yeah, exactly.
They're going to have to work really hard. They might out earn $50,000, but they're going to have to work really hard to do it. And so more power to them. But Mom said that she's interested in hearing the final total, so we'll see. But
my goodness. Yeah. That's going to take time too. Yeah. But the fact that like when you do all those numbers, like I know for that many baskets, I would have literally only, because if you're going to make money, you don't buy what you're going to sell it for. That doesn't make sense either. And then they're sitting there going like, there's like $180,000 worth of baskets. No.
Oh no.
Not anywhere. No, there isn't. It's not, that's not an actual number. You made that up.
Yeah. They
if
did.
You had 6,000 baskets. And if you got 30 for all of them, which you won't, and like Mom said, some of them are like doubles anyway. We're talking about Longa Burger. But they're like, and some of them, she already has them. So they're only a couple unique things. She wasn't going to pay that much money for a couple neat things and more of what she already has. That's silly.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
What
so good luck to them with their baskets. And we got business contacts now.
Yeah,
so
they're good resources. And so is Mom. Mom's a great contact. Yeah.
Super duper. So we'll see how that goes.
She's a super little lady.
But yeah, no baskets for now. And that means that Mom's got a whole bunch of money freed up that she might... I got to do some emailing. I actually have to send a message to China. That I've been corresponding with about ordering a ton of plastic. Literally, one ton of plastic.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, wait, for your business? Why don't I get any help with any of my stuff?
Because I'm putting money and effort and work back into the building constantly.
Or so. Your money?
What?
Your money is in the building?
No, I didn't list money on any of the things that I just said.
You literally just said time and money.
Did I?
Because I'm putting money in.
Yes, go back and listen back.
I'm going to have to. Well, that doesn't help our current state of conversation at all, so thank you.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
For
it's
that.
Fine. It's fine. Well, I'm still excited for all the changes. It's so great. I pictured that phone call where Mom's like, John, I didn't do it. Didn't do what? Oh, I didn't buy the baskets. Oh, well, I bought one. And then Dad just like, there is reasoning with this one. You know, that's a big step for those two.
I don't know. It was pretty disparate. the anomaly, the financial anomaly. So yes. I don't know if it was really. I mean, she did not buy the baskets, but it was a pretty sour deal at the end of the thing. So.
Oh, but holy you crap. Made memories. You got time with your mother. You got some jeans out of it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, you guys went. Well, if I didn't spend all this money, I guess I could spend a couple dollars on my son.
Get well, I did have, like, pants. The whole time I was wearing jeans with a hole in them.
And you didn't mean for the hole to be there? Like, you didn't buy them that way?
Well, no, they were in there. They were from where my phone wore through. And so there's a big hole in one leg, and I didn't even think about it. I just, like, put on the pants that I was wearing, and I was like, oh, yeah, I looked like a bum most of the time we were walking around. Damn it.
Well, yeah.
Wish I'd had on better pants.
I like the picture. I've said this before, but it always ends up circling back. The picture you have for your Skype, I liked your hair when it was short, you know, kind of a little bit puffy, but short. That was cute. That was a good look for you. You look pretty buff.
In Skype? There's a Skype thing?
Yeah, you have a photo attached to your Skype. It's when you were in Australia or on one of those. Well, yeah,
but I had more hair back then.
Yeah, I don't think you had too much left.
That was like 6 years ago or something.
Oh, was that a while ago?
Yeah.
Do you get less hair over time?
No. What are you talking about? Well, you get less hair in certain places, but I think overall you do get more hair.
It's funny. I wonder.
It's just other places.
Like, it seems like for some men, like, they lose it on the top of their head, but it starts crawling down the back of their neck. And that's exactly. That's a less cute place for it
it's
to
like
be.
It's like gravity at work. It's just pulling all their hair down.
But it's not as cute. And I wonder if they and nature know that.
I wonder if eventually some dude's scalps will just, like, start between their shoulder blades and continue to, like, just inch its way down like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Like, some guys will just have some butt muffs.
Yeah.
You know, so like where the tramp stamp is, but it's just a butt muff for some guys.
Yeah. He's like, they're that's how I stay warm right there.
Totally. Like, they can really wear, a midriff midwinter. Midriff summer's dream.
That's the modern version for those who are a little artsy. Yeah.
It's just a guy walking around in like a yellow shortsy shirt.
Shorts.
With a big old butt muff. honoring shortsy shirt butt muff this year for getting Donald Trump elected as president and bravo! Keeping his name somehow out of the limelight.
Oh, bravo, butt muff.
Mr. Butt muff.
Excuse me, you are now knighted. Knight buff, butt muff.
Sir butt muff.
Sir. I like the way that
shorts
sounds.
Shorts t-shirt butt muff.
Shorts t-shirt. There was a guy at one of our CrossFit competitions, and he was all super buff, and he lifted a bunch of weight, which is fine. I understand. That's the nature of the sport. But he was in the scale division. Maybe he was in the RX division. I don't know. Either way, he wore a midriff, like, for half of the competition. And I was just like, I get where he's going with that, but he does feel like a poser. I don't know why he did, because some people can get away with it, and it looks cool. But this guy, he looked like a poser. And he had, like it's, the man bun.
Don't you think it's gay culture appropriation?
Right, the gays should be outraged
about that. They could be like, hey.
Hey.
That is our dreadlocks. It's just like the flirty midriff, you know?
Hey, that is our headdress. Our Indian headdress.
When you got a nice sixer just hanging out and you want to show it off and you're super gay.
Super gay. Oh man. I don't think
that it's confusing when guys who I guess guys who aren't gay do that now, or like it's not a gay thing, but it always seemed like one to me.
Didn't they do it in the 80s or late 80s, early 90s? They did it for a while, and it was fine, I guess. It was a way for guys to be like, I'm not gonna work this hard for my 6 to 8 pack for it not to be shown more hours of the day. So I get it. Like, they want to cover up their nipples and be tasteful, but they still want to, like, you know, show off their sick girl.
They want to be tasteful and tasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am so thirsty now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so thirsty. I need to drink. That is ridiculous.
Those gays.
What? Or not gays. Well, you know.
They'll be purged. Don't you worry about that.
Oh. Oh, my. Hey. Yeah, there was a really, they were doing a news story this morning about, like, local
Local people who were a little bit nervous. Well, actually, it was a Today Show thing. I thought it was a Kansas City one. I think it was a Today Show one. They're talking about the different people who, like, the Jews and the Muslims.
The Jews.
And the Jews. And the Muslims. And the Muslims. And one other sort of demographic, talking about how they're having, like, I guess there was one girl who was really scared. She's like DACA or something. Some sort of, like, college funding, whatever, and so she put a bunch of information in about her family so that she could receive funding to go to school. So she's going to college. Very well-spoken lady. And now she feels guilty because she's afraid that her personal information about her family will be used against her to deport her family. Even though she used it for the right reasons to educate herself and to go to school here, she's afraid that that information is going to be used against her. And that's like her fear. It's like, oh my gosh, that is, oh, she should not have to worry about something like that. That's insane. But yet, she, like, no one said that, that something like that's not going to happen. And then the Jews, the this Jewish, like organization, they're just like, yeah, well, we're having meetings about what we would do and how we would go about it. Like,
just planning ahead.
They're freaking scared. And then there's this guy who's this Muslim guy in, like, Brooklyn or something. He's been in America and owned a business for, like, 42 years or something. And he's like, people are freaking out. And I'm like, that's so sad. Like, there was a lady, a speech that I posted the other day. She did an amazing, amazing, like, three-minute speech on Martin Luther King Jr. at the monument or something. And it was incredible, the stuff that she said. She's like, we may not have come over here on the same boat, but we are in the same boat. And I'm just like, oh. And the quotes that she had, I want to go back and
I'm
watch it.
I'm on a boat.
Where's the liquor?
Shit.
I don't know. It just, you know what? It gets a little complex.
Yeah, it's a...
Good thing we're elected the right people to take care of it.
So. Yeah, don't worry about it. Whoa. I mean, don't worry, not because there's nothing to worry about. Worrying doesn't help. You're just going to hurt yourself.
Ow!
You're just going to want to hurt yourself if you worry too much.
I know. You worry wart. What a silly goose.
You silly bellies. Just take some Valium. Shut the hell up.
Oh my goodness. Sit down.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're not hooked on prescription drugs. If we were, this would seem a lot more chill and super mel. Did anyone ever talk about how maybe it, you know, has anyone really done a survey on how many of Trump supporters are just like on hardcore prescription meds? That would explain their like warped reality.
Lack of good decision making.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's taking all these drugs, right? There's rampant abuse of prescription drugs. Like, are these people? Mm-hmm. You're allowed to use the internet after you pop pills. Like, no one stops you.
That's true. And you could it's go not to like voting there's a breathalyzer after you've popped pills. Yeah.
There's not a glow stick analyzer to make sure that you're not waving glow sticks while you comment on the internet. Goodness, we should invent that.
No.
If we're turning on people's webcams for anything, it should be to detect the presence of glow sticks.
Yeah, but what if you're at like a kid's party and there's glow sticks and you're wrongfully, you know, outed for glow stick usage? That's scary.
I don't know.
Someone, you know, you're talking about. A whole demographic that maybe it was an accident.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. These kids need to learn. Their parents need to better explain to them that glowing sticks can't be tolerated.
Oh, no.
Especially when used in proximity to hallucinogens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't set those glow sticks next to those acid tabs.
There was a thing. I obviously didn't click on it. It sounds silly. But these people took acid and then tried to build IKEA furniture.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, now that does sound interesting. Not enough for me to click on it and watch it, but the concept in and of itself, it gave me a giggle.
No, it's probably enough. You're not going to laugh any harder than you are at the concept.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to grow and improve
drugs,
upon it.
Voting and getting on comment threads. Well, speaking of silly things, Julie Cappuccino, the rabbit out here, she is still not in our yard or in either of her two enclosures, still in our neighbor's yard and alive. Somehow she's managed to make it through all of the snow and ice and not getting eaten by foxes or any other predator.
Wow.
She is a clever bunny. I saw her yesterday across the neighbor's yard as I'm leaving I'm like, hi, you know. And she did like a little jump flip, like, oh, hi. And I'm like, you're such a smart rabbit, but I still want you to be my rabbit and I still want to hold you. It's just mean. She's like flaunting her adorableness in front of me and refuses to come anywhere close. And I tried to catch her.
Her staunch independence. She's a feminist.
She is a feminist. And she's obviously very savvy because she's not dead yet.
Yeah, she's a worldly bunny. Mm.
I wonder how far she's gone.
Yeah, you know what? She comes back.
I wonder how far she's going to go, you know?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Wow, so deep.
We'll probably see her later somewhere in the plot, like dethroning Trump or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
She'll just show
turns
up
into
in the
like
White
Game
House.
Of Thrones style.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, they're going to have to call it the Red House when she's done with it.
Oh, slaughter. Wow.
Jeez.
What a bunny. Ooh, that's noisy. That
I mean,
is...
Trump's not going to be there, so it'll be just like the Trump Tower will just be red. I don't know.
I like
he's
how
be
his
there
wife.
The
I like how Michelle Obama was like, awesome. Like, I don't know how to say this because it's not like I have much of an affiliation with the Obamas, Democrat, Republican, what have you. I'm not attached to any of that. But
sure.
I think, do I think they made mistakes? Yes. But do I think they made positive impacts? Yes. And she's a good example of a, you know, at least a mother. And a wife and all that. And it's so funny how Melania is, she's not even a U.S. citizen. She can't really speak for herself. Her English is choppy. So instead of his wife, today they were talking about the women who are close to Trump, meaning his campaign advisor, I guess the lady who's going to be his, like, she was an assistant to George W. Bush and will now be his assistant or whatever. And then talking about what a huge role Ivanka's going to play. I'm like, yeah, because he can't have his wife play a role. Well, so now it's his daughter?
To be fair, Melania can speak. It's just when she does, sometimes it's Michelle Obama's words. So that's unfortunate coincidence.
Oh, yeah, let's be clear.
Yeah, I don't want
to
misrepresent
the words from the back of her puppet mouth.
Yeah, her position on other people's positions. She doesn't seem, surprise. His wife is not fit for her position. Where have I heard that before? I heard that before at any time in the last few weeks? Because every single appointee and everybody, even his daughter's not qualified or appropriate to, like, she was sitting in on one of his first foreign dignitary meetings with the Japan dude, the emperor of Japan or the prime minister, I think. And not only is it weird and unprecedented to have family members sitting or just random people sitting in on those meetings, but also his daughter has business dealings in Japan, so it's no coincidence that she was sitting in on a Japanese meeting.
Her jewelry or what?
I don't know, just the blood of young people in Japan, maybe? The blood market? It's a fervent blood market.
Hey, if Trump gets assassinated, will we call it unprecedented?
Maybe. There's one way to find out.
Because I know it's not how you spell it, but you know, like the play.
Well, he's going to have to leave his Trump Tower to be assassinated. Oh. It seems like the more and more...
Is he going to do his inaugural address from there?
Probably. The more we go on, the more I hear about him just spending time in the tower and stuff. And I think that's only going to keep happening because his world is going to shrink. Like, it's reality that he's obviously railing against. He calls every single thing that he actually has done or everything that's actually reported correctly a lie. CNN is now fake news because they reported things that he didn't like. And he's going to keep doing that. He's getting rid of... Oh, man, it's just like a whole misdirection thing. They moved all the press corps location. They were going to move it from the White House to another location on the White House premises, and then everybody said that's bullshit, so now they're going to downsize it. And basically, they're going to replace more of those fake, quote-unquote, reporters with more of his real, quote-unquote, non-supporters. The people that, like, you know how they accused Hillary of having plants all in her audience?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's Trump who is actually the one who does that. Because did you hear people cheering at his press conference? There's like the when he called CNN out as being fake and other stuff. There were moments when the press room was cheering. What the fuck? Reporters don't cheer. That's ridiculous. He paid people to sit in the audience and cheer for him.
Oh my gosh. That's like, hey, give me a trophy. I did something. It's like
exactly.
Wait, what?
They're like that he is the embodiment of everything that his supporters have been brain soiled into believing the their opposition is, which is the world at large. That's why everyone gets lumped into liberal douchebag.
Trump is the giant orange snowflake.
Yeah, he is. He's a big orange snowflake, like above a Cheeto factory. And it's funny that Cheeto has like cheat in it. So it's like he's a big orange Cheeto.
He's a Cheeto.
What a sore Cheeto. Yeah.
Hey, we're over here making up words and analogies.
We're all conjuring words all over the place.
Ooh, berries.
Conjure berries.
Oh my goodness, what a mess. Who's going to get a broom? We need to clean this place up. Isn't that from the campaign? The actual movie? I'm going to get a broom. We're going to clean this place up.
I do not know.
What? You haven't seen the campaign?
No.
Sweet mother of Jesus. It is more important now that you watch it. That movie, that'll go down in history. That movie's amazing. Because it has Zach Galifianakis in it, which Basket starts tonight. I'm so excited. new season. Second season. but he's in that one with Will Ferrell. And it is freaking hysterical. The weirdest thing is, Anthony and I watched it when all of this election stuff was getting a little too real. And we're literally watching it, and it was like art imitating life, watching the campaign, which is supposed to be a joke. But then the stuff that they say and the things that they address, a little too real. You're like, oh my gosh, I wish it wasn't that far off. It is so... I mean, I wish it wasn't so close. I wish it was more far... Whatever.
The opposite. Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
It's... You gotta watch it. It's very entertaining. Very funny. But it's really weird. It's eerie how close it is to reality. Like the Marx Brothers or whatever. Oh my gosh, it's so weird.
It looks like maybe I did watch it because I don't know. I don't remember. Wait, no, that's not what it is. This is a Will Ferrell thing. Okay. Yeah. I searched for the campaign on Amazon. No, but this is a different thing.
Okay.
But I don't know where to find it in my medias. I would have to pay monies for it and
Do it.
Huh?
Oh.
I mean, I has a little bit, but...
This one's worth it.
I need to make has last.
I have it, but if I send it to you, then I'm just spending my money to send it to you, and then you have to send it back. You know what I mean?
That's stupid.
Don't they have it at, like, Redbox or Hulu Amazon Prime?
I can watch the shit out of it for free. I'll just pirate the shit out of it.
Don't say that here. You can edit that part.
No. I can't pirate piracy. That would be unpirate. Yeah, I can't go and just like and just take piracy and pillage it. That it's like anti-piracy.
Oh man. That's
piranibalism.
Oh.
Piranibalism, which does sound like it's like a piranha. Piranibalism.
Piranha.
Piranibalism. It's when piranhas wear eye patches and pirate pirates. and they pirate parrots.
Illegally. Of course.
Pre-legally. Paralegally.
Illegally.
They're the paralegalists. They jump out of airplanes with parachutes and they settle your legal disputes on the spot.
Legal or eagle disputes.
Parallel eagleists.
Eagle. It's funny to picture eagles them in air against eagles.
In parallel.
Yeah.
With parachutes in pairs. Eating pears. With Rick Perry glasses on.
Oh my goodness. Woo!
Yeah, and fighting parrots.
You really did it.
Fighting pirate parrots.
Piranha.
Paranibalism.
Oh my god, I can't stop eating the others.
Oh yeah, no, they're hungry. They're voracious and hungry. And they don't have stomachs. They actually just, there's nowhere to keep it, so it's just a continuous, that's why they fly so quickly. It's to burn off.
So swift.
So they have to eat continuously. They eat like how, like, 10 times their weight a day.
Swimming, you know, they'll die.
Exactly.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably. On the
internet. Piranhas. Paralegal on us. The paralegal on the islands.
Paralegal iguanas.
Paralegal iguanas. A pair of evil iguanas. Parrots and eagle iguanas have invaded the mainland and are taking over all of the political offices. They're all wearing glasses and wearing midriffs, and they have butt muffs. Shortsy, shortsy butt muff iguana wearing glasses.
Oh my God, can't. Must retain.
But you muff. I can't, but I muff.
But I muff.
But I muff continue.
No.
It's and then there's going to be dudes who are butter muffs, where it's like everything but are butter muffs, or no, there will be, I guess women will be butter muffs, where it's like everything butter muff butter is hot.
Yeah. Oh. My.
Oh, geez. Wow, I guess that actually could be a thing. It's like, and that's unfortunate now that I think about it, because women already have that, so you don't want to be a butter muff.
Yeah.
Just in any sense of the word.
Yeah, it's better to be a butter face.
Yeah, it's butter to be a better face.
Oh my goodness. I think my palms are sweaty. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah, well. Whew. It's better to butter your butthole bread.
Oh, we muff. God, that's funny.
I muff butter my butthole bread.
Yeah, we can't go anywhere from here. Just end it.
No, I feel like we did this one early. That one's done. It just destroyed that episode like a bathroom.
Gross. I'm going to have to wash the bathroom.
Do not go back there. Oh, Jesus, that just took a shit.
Oh.
Well,
sir.
I'm going to flush that.
Okay.
In three. Two, one. Yes.